It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Sue Millender. Thank you, Sue, for joining us on the show today.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Now, every community needs people who light the spark and who help young people discover their potential. Now, today, Sue is going to be talking about some exciting opportunities for somebody out there listening. Right, Sue?
Absolutely, Steve. We are looking for a caring adult or adults to help us start a brand new 4-H club right here in Valley City. So this is a chance for people to shape the future by giving kids a place to belong, to grow, and to lead.
Now, Sue, for those who don't know, what is 4-H all about?
Well, that's a good question. 4-H is the nation's largest youth development and empowerment organization. Now, Steve, it's not just cows and plows anymore. 4-H is for everyone. Across the country, 4-H reaches more than 6 million, Steve, 6 million young people. And here in Barnes County, our numbers are growing. We currently have about 60 youth and 20 adult volunteers, but we have more families eager to join, and we need a new club in Valley City to make room for them.
So what do youth actually do now when they join 4-H?
Oh, they do so much, Steve. So in 4-H, youth lead their own clubs with the guidance of an adult volunteer. So what we say is 4-H is youth-led and adult-guided. So youth run the meetings, youth plan the educational activities, they share what they've learned through public demonstrations, and, Steve, they give back to their community through service projects. So the projects that they explore are absolutely endless. We have, you know, traditional things like baking and sewing and livestock, and then we have newer areas like filmmaking and robotics and wildlife or photography. So kids get to dive into what excites them most.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful way to build skills for a lifetime.
Exactly. So through that hands-on learning and mentorship, 4-H helps youth develop confidence and communication and teamwork, as well as leadership skills. And there's something really special about 4-H, and that is that it's a family program. Parents and grandparents and siblings are involved too. It isn't a drop-off-your-kids type of program. Everyone in the family gets involved, and we believe families are the foundation for helping youth succeed.
So, Sue, what's it like being a 4-H volunteer?
Well, honestly, Steve, it's incredibly rewarding and very, very doable. It's especially convenient for parents who want to lead their own kids. So all you need to start a club is just 5 kids from 3 families. So grab a few neighborhood kids or your children's friends, and you can launch something amazing together.
And, Sue, what's the time commitment to be a volunteer?
Yeah, clubs typically meet once a month for about 90 minutes. And usually we have 2 or 3 leaders per club, so the load is shared. We do ask for a commitment for just 1 school year, so that's about 9 meetings. And we encourage you after that to pass the torch if you'd like.
And what about the cost?
Yeah, this is incredible. Enrollment is free. Have you ever heard of a program that's free? Not very often. So the only cost is a 4-H t-shirt. The t-shirts are $12, but you can also buy a simple white t-shirt, and we have emblem patches for $1 that you could put on. So the only real cost is the cost of any project materials. And frankly, most kids find their project materials around the house at home. So the costs are minimal, if at all.
And talk about the support of new leaders.
Oh, yeah. Good question. So we support new leaders every step of the way, Steve. We train, we provide resources, as well as that welcoming community of all our other 20 volunteers. And, you know, frankly, Steve, some people volunteer for years, while others can just commit to teach a project for a few hours. So volunteers make 4-H fit into their life. But starting a club in Valley City would give local kids something lasting and something that they can call their own.
So if somebody's listening and feels that tug on their heart, how can they get started?
Yes, simply just reach out to us at NDSU Extension here in Barnes County. You can call this number, 845-8528, and we will get you set up with our certified volunteer training and walk you through every step all the way.
There it is. One caring adult can change a life forever. Now, if you've been looking for a way to make a difference, this might be your moment, right, Sue?
Exactly. So Valley City Kids are ready. They just need someone to say, yeah, I'll take the lead.
All right. For more information, contact Sue Milliner from NDSU Extension Office right here in Valley City, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.